We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Let's get right to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park, and it's right in line with what we're discussing. You can make a day of it at Delaware Park. Enjoy daily fee golf, lunch, and sports wagering. DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, did Joe Girardi do the right thing or – excuse me, let me wrong question. Today's question, do you support Joe Girardi requesting that Max – say the name, John?
Scherzer.
Be checked for substances in last night's game. Do you support Girardi making that request? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Again, afternoon baseball, and maybe we'll have more fireworks at 1 o'clock today. Phil's in the Nationals, the second game, second and final game, right? This is a quick series, two-game series, I believe. Yes. Second and final game of the series, 1 o'clock today. We'll lead you there. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Also coming up this segment, I got to get something off my chest regarding the 76ers. It stood out to me with what Daryl Morey said yesterday and kind of piggybacks off of things that Doc Rivers said over the next last couple of days as well. We'll get there shortly. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Matt in Fairless Hills is with us. Hey, Matt.
Yo, what's going on, Hammer?
Hey,
first time, long time. Let me go down the line on this Girardi thing. First off, the umpires were irking me a little bit with how, like, lackadaisical they were. Like, they almost resented the fact that they have to do their job.
Correct.
Sorry, guys.
Correct.
And
they should have told Max on the spot, hey, big boy, either start complying or we're going to throw your ass out of the game.
Thanks for bringing
Max. They should have said,
big boy.
Yeah, no, because he's trying to be big boy. He's trying to be, hey, I'm tough guy. Like, I'm great pitcher guy. How dare you?
He is great pitcher guy.
I know he's great pitcher guy.
But
he also went to how dare you guy.
Yeah.
And they should have said to him, hey, you're either going to comply. You don't have to have a smile on your face. But you're either going to comply without grandstanding or we're going to throw you out of the game. Because, hey, Max, we don't want to do this, but this is the rule because you guys have been cheating. So either comply gracefully or you're going to get heaved out of the game.
If I was pitching so well that they thought I was cheating, I would have a big smile on my face. Because that just means that they're scared. But that's how I would react. I don't know. I'm a big guy. But I guess I'm not as big as Max Scherzer. Anywho, the opposing manager was also giving me fits with, like, oh, it's gamesmanship. Here's a reality check for you, friend. You play a game. That's your job.
That's so true, man.
It's the rules.
Yeah.
And Joe Girardi is taking flack for rules.
Matt, I agree with you a million. Let me just say one. I want to get something off my chest, and this is going to hurt because this affected all of us as Philadelphia sports fans. But when the Yankees won the World Series against the Phils in 2009, one of the things they did was gamesmanship with Jorge Posada, especially in Game 3, if I remember right, or Game 4 in both games, coming out to the mound like 37,000 times to talk to the pitcher. And the reason they did it is they were trying to throw the Phillies hitters off, and so they slowed the game down. Now, that's a bad issue for baseball, but gamesmanship is part of a game, to your point. Max, yeah. Matt, go ahead with the rest of your point.
I don't even have, words for how stupid it is that Joe Girardi's taking flack. He hasn't done amazingly since he's been here, but this is obviously a present issue for our locker room from a hitting standpoint, as John pointed out with JT Realmuto, brought it up in a very public way.
Yeah.
Like, so, I don't know. I think that Joe Girardi is completely in the right.
Me too.
I'm with you, man.
To fix the problem, we should just check at the stairs when you're walking out to the mound. That way it's not this public, you know, hoop and holler.
Well, remember, Matt, it's supposed to be checked and normally will be checked at the conclusion of a half inning when the pitcher walks off the mound. And that is the right time to check him, because even though he may have just cheated for a half inning, the reality is that is the best way to not slow down the game. And that is the intent of Major League Baseball. Check the pitcher as he leaves the mound. Obviously, if he's found to just have something, he just used it, it is presumably still going to be on his body, and you can throw him out of the game and he can get a 10-game suspension. So I don't think it's right to check them as they enter play, because that would slow down the game. Hey, we have a pair of tickets to give away today. You can see Piano Man Generations, experience the journey through the careers of both Billy Joel and Elton John. Very cool. Brought to you by the father and son team of Terry and Nick Davies. They're performing at the Excite Center in Parks Casino this Friday, June 25th. For show dates and tickets, visit parkscasino.com/events. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Now, happy birthday goes out there to that Jason Patrick, the actor. This is from about a week or so ago. We noticed it was his birthday. And notable for a bunch of things through the years, but various movies. At one time, he was dating Julia Roberts. He's also notable for being in one of the worst sequels of all time. You know, Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock nailed it with Speed. And then, you know, the not-so-brilliant idea comes along. Well, I guess it was brilliant because they had a chance to make money. They just had a bad script and a bad movie with Speed 2 that Jason Patrick was in. And it goes down as obviously one of the worst sequels of all time, to the point where most people probably didn't watch Speed 2. Many people might not even know that there was a Speed 2. And God help anyone that actually did watch Speed 2. You know why we reference it as one of the worst sequels of all time. Well, in honor of that horrendous movie, John, I'd ask you, I'd ask James and everyone today, 215-592-9494, because best answer by the end of the show is going to win the tickets to this Piano Man Generations. Worst sequel of all time. We've talked before about best sequels, which normally Godfather 2 is crowned the winner of. It's one of the great movies of all time. But, John, when you think in terms of worst sequel of all time, and certainly Speed 2 is up there, but so are many other bad movies. John, worst sequel of all time, what comes to mind? I don't know if you're going Mount Rushmore or not. What do you got?
This definitely deserves the credit as one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Son of the Mask. It was 11 years after Jim Carrey donned that mask where he, you know, turned green and he was like a superhero guy. They couldn't get Jim Carrey for Son of the Mask. So they got Jamie Kennedy. I don't know. Not many people have seen this movie.
No, I've not heard of it.
It is horrendous. Watching Jamie Kennedy try to do his Jim Carrey impression when he's got the mask on and green, it's one of the most awful things you'll ever see.
Never heard of it. Sounds like a good answer. Seltzer, give me a bad sequel.
Yeah, I saw Speed 2, by the way, and it was just as bad as you are making it out to be. I'll go with one that's not a winning answer, wouldn't be a winning answer. It's just a personal one for me. I've only fallen asleep in a movie theater two times. One was just a bad movie. I was by myself, fell asleep. But this time, at this movie, I turned to my buddy about 15 minutes into the movie, and I said, either we're leaving or I'm going to sleep. And that movie was Mission Impossible 2. We stayed, and I went to sleep.
Wow.
Horrible, horrible movie.
That's interesting, because I think I saw, like, a Mission Impossible
Ones are great.
Yeah.
Like, they're awesome. The new ones are phenomenal movies.
What?
I love them. Mission Impossible 2.
Interesting.
Stunk.
I actually tried to watch Mission Impossible 2 kind of recently.
Get out of here.
It's on, you know, our on demand or whatever, because I didn't remember seeing it.
Yeah.
And I got, I don't know, 40 minutes
so
in.
So boring.
And
it's
I quit.
Slow and not fun.
Oh, just horrendous.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, listen, a lot of ways to go here. Let me give you one that's not, to me, a Mount Rushmore, but notable because it clearly was a come down from the earlier standard that had been established. And that's Back to the Future 3. I love Back to the Future.
I liked it.
But it's just not nearly...
It wasn't as good.
It's not as good. And it got ridiculous.
It was the Wild West.
But he's playing Clint Eastwood, and I thought the Biff character just became a little over there. I mean, Biff, the old Biff, the 1800 Biff guy almost became a spoof of Biff. It just... I mean, it's okay. You can tolerate it. Doc Brown gets married or whatever, but it's just...
I was happy for Doc.
But it's just not very good.
She was a wonderful lady.
She was a wonderful lady. Again, it's not going to be a winning answer.
Steenburgen, right?
I believe so.
Is that how you say that?
I believe so. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494, to Matt in Ridley. What's up, Matt?
Yo, boys.
Hi, Matt.
Listen, this stick your hands. I told you, this is a dumb topic. I'm sorry. This shouldn't even be discussed because it's been going on for how long, especially in the playoffs when it's cold
out.
Not
like this, Matt. Not like
this.
No.
It's just like the steroids. It's been going on. Now it's highlighted.
Matt. What do you know about technology? What do you know about technology?
What kind of a question is that?
Things advance. I agree with you, Matt. Cheating has always been part of baseball. I will admit, I didn't know quite how rampant it was. I really didn't. But anyone with half a brain knows, pitchers look to find an edge. What we as a society found out over the last 2 months is that the substance that has been created, not the substance that was used by Walter Johnson 100 years ago or by Mike Scott 30 years ago, the substance that has more recently been created technologically is so advanced that it has tilted the power to the pitchers too much. That's why baseball stepped in.
Okay, but baseball didn't step in when the roids were prominent because it brought the game back after the strike. So why are they trying to kill this now?
Well, hold on. Because
you're killing scoring.
Yes. You're killing the enjoyment of people watching a baseball game.
You were killing pitchers back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
And Matt,
more fun to watch.
And they messed up and they got called before Congress.
Right, because they don't – right, it's the marketing of it. They rather see – you know, juiced up players hitting 500-foot home runs than a 1-0 baseball game. And guess what? A 1-0 baseball game, a pitcher's duel, is so much more fun. And I'll tell you why. Who didn't love watching Schilling back in the late 90s in the Phillies go out there and win 2-0, 2-1?
But Matt, I agree with you.
How about Clemens throwing 21 strikeouts?
Hold on, Matt. Let's back this up for a second. I agree with you, but as James pointed out on our show about a month ago, the average pitcher in baseball, the average pitcher these days, this year, had a higher strikeout rate than Sandy Koufax, one of the great pitchers of all time. So while we cherish the great pitchers, we don't want them all to be dominant. Like, because you lose the balance. I mean, Matt, we had a situation about a month ago where we were like 6 weeks into the season. We had a seventh no-hitter this year. I love the no-hitter. I cherish the no-hitter. I don't want 25 of them in a season.
Okay, well, I mean, there may be a simple solution.
The technology,
to that. I don't know if this is going to work or not.
The technology got out of control.
Right. No, I agree. But here's maybe a simple solution. If you just raise the seams a little bit on the ball, that may deter the pitchers from using anything sticky. I don't know.
Here's the deal. I think you're touching on an important point. We hadn't gotten there yet. Appreciate the call on that last point. I do think Major League Baseball may have to consider, and guys, I am no expert on this, but a structural change to the baseball for next season, or perhaps as soon as they can this year. I don't know the timeline of something like that. I mean, if it really is that hard for the pitchers to grip the ball and throw it and feel like they're not going to hit a player in the face without cheating, and that was essentially Max's point last night. I think it's kind of nonsense, but whatever. If that is actually true, then maybe baseball needs to change the composition of the baseball to make it a little easier for pitchers to grip the ball. I mean, maybe. I'm open to that possibility. I'm no expert on it. Maybe. Let's go to Colin in Washington.
You never got Matt's answer, by the way. You hung up on
what's
him.
What's his answer?
Lost Boys 2. Apparently they made a Lost Boys 2.
I didn't know that. Yeah. He annoyed me with some of his early points, but, you know, there you go. All right. Sorry about it, buddy. Let's go to Colin.
I forgot.
Yo, what up, guys?
Colin in Washington Township. What up, dude?
Oh, man. Tired because, you know, that four-hour game last night. I was there and left early, so I missed most of the excitement. One of the exciting things was that whole spat at the mound and Girardi asking for Scherzer to be checked again. I didn't know what was going on. So at the time, I liked it. Then I found out that they checked him twice before. So I was like, dude, quit wasting our time. Like, I get, like, you want to say, oh, it's gamesmanship, but I don't know. It just comes off as weak to me. And, like, it comes off like, all right, we can't beat him. He's too good. So let's try to get in his head by whining that he's cheating when he clearly isn't, or they would have caught him already.
Well, I don't agree with you on that last point because he very well – see, here's the thing, Colin. This goes into a territory that, admittedly, I'm not quite sure what the rule is. But human beings – generally speaking, and credit John for recently joining the world with this, use hair gel to, like, look better.
I don't think
that's true. I think most people don't use hair gel.
Well, okay, a lot of people do. Let's put it that
There's
way.
People.
A lot of
I
people
don't
do.
Use hair gel.
I don't. So two out of three here.
All right, well, I do, and it helps me look better, and I need all the help I can get. But here's the deal,
that's
Colin.
True.
Here's the deal. So Girardi in the Phillies dugout notices, and you're right, there's been a crackdown, and Scherzer said after the game last night, I'd be an idiot to use a substance that's, you know, the kind of substances in particular that have been discussed lately. For all we know, and I don't know, but it's possible that he had basic hair gel or something else on his hair last night and chooses, in the absence of being able to go to one of the other substances that he more recently could have used, to say, well, I'm just going to rub my hands through my hair now more often because I'm going to get something from the hair gel. So Girardi sees this and says, hold on a second here. You guys have checked him twice, but did you check his hair? And did you check his fingers? So for people to come down on Girardi, I mean, that was an important game last night, Colin. The Phillies had a chance to get to within three games on first place and be in second place. They lost. They're now in a three-way tie, four games behind the division leader. I want our coaches and managers in Philadelphia sports to look for any edge, particularly if they think the opposing player is cheating. And by the way, the pitcher admitted after the game last night that he did, in fact, intentionally rub his hands through his hair. Now, whether that was just human sweat, which I got to imagine is probably legal, or hair gel, which if you intentionally go
sweat
to it.
Sweat is legal for what it's worth.
Okay, good, good. I appreciate the clarification. Or potentially hair gel, which he may have intentionally gone toward. I appreciate that our manager in Philadelphia said, hey, let's check the dude.
It seems hard to believe that they weren't checking that the first two times that they went out there.
Not to me, because I don't think they checked it the third time. I mean, this is where it gets into the ridiculous territory.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Do they have to rub their hands through the guy's hair? Like,
I mean, he took his clothes off, man. They checked him.
Did they check?
They took his hat. They checked his hat. They
I
can
don't
see
remember
if there's substance.
Them
if he's wearing hair
hands.
Gel, did if they, he's wearing hair gel, it's going to be on his hat. Like, obviously, there's going to be substance on the inside of a hat. You know that.
But listen, this gets really dicey because I agree with you, John. And again, I'm not saying this is all easy to do.
I think they did a bad job of checking.
I do too.
Stop. He didn't have any. Like he got checked four times, three times. Like he clearly didn't have anything on him. Like what are we talking about here? That's a separate issue.
But James, I don't think you know that he clearly didn't. To me, you sound like the person that said steroid testing's been implemented.
The umpires checked his stuff, man. Like, what else can they do? What are you talking about?
I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just
be thorough.
I agree with John.
It felt like it was cursory. Like,
I think this is the wrong angle.
We have to do this, and so we're going to look at you.
I totally agree with John. Totally agree. Colin, give me a bad sequel.
Rocky V, the only one that I never rewatched.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Great answer.
Really is, Rocky V. So, James, where do you stand on this?
I think it was weak by Girardi. I think he was grasping at straws. He had nothing left. He had a team that couldn't get a hit. And I just think it was stupid. I think if you're doing it to know your spots, first and foremost, to the point Scherzer made, it's the second night of this being instituted. Like, he would have to be a complete and total idiot to do it, and he's been checked twice. And on top of that, it's Max Scherzer. Like, this is just going to lock him in. You're not going to throw Max Scherzer off his game. He's going to get mad and pitch better. And now you got a Nats team that wants to beat you like crazy today. Like, I just think it was a stupid move more than anything. I don't have any problem with gamesmanship. I think it was stupid in this situation. Well, I thought it was weak and stupid.
All right, so I disagree. Look, first off, he's going to be mad and pitch better. First off, he only went five innings. So it's not like, you know, he bore down.
I'm just saying to the point. His point was to throw him off, right? That's the reason we believe he did it, to throw him off, because, I don't think it was because he really thought he was cheating. I don't personally. You might. I don't think it was.
Well, listen.
I think it was gamesmanship. He even admitted it after. He's like, I got to do what I got to do. Like, look, I'm trying to win a game. It was gamesmanship, and I'm fine with gamesmanship. I thought it was stupid. I thought it was bad gamesmanship in this spot.
Well, I'll go back, and John, I know it seemed to resonate with you when I said it, the analogy of, and it's not the perfect analogy. But for what it's worth, if regular season coaches in basketball had hacked a bend during the regular season, they probably would have thrown him off and affected the 76ers' ability to win some regular season games. Mm-hmm. So take a chance.
Yeah.
Go for it. Go for it.
Well, that's Ben Simmons. Know who you're going against. Like, this is Max Scherzer.
But James, we've seen
Scherzer before. Like, he always channels stuff.
So
like,
you think he wasn't?
But Girardi knew that. I'm positive Girardi knew that Scherzer used Spider Tack. That's part of why.
Big leap. No one knows that he used Spider Tack.
He told us last night that he can't grip the ball anymore. He can't do his pitches.
Let me just say he used Spider Tack.
No,
he didn't. No, he did not. But here's
he used something.
Here's what the pitcher Max clearly expressed. Because he didn't say it this way, but I'm going to translate it. Because I can't legally use what I used to use, Now I'm in a spot where I did not have the same grip on a ball as I used to have, and I almost hit a Phillies player in the face, yep. and I didn't want to.
Yeah, it's the same thing Glass now said. Like, I get it. We just have a fundamental disagreement.
But James, you understand.
I'm saying we've talked about this. There's a huge difference between spider tack and other stuff. Like, that, you can't just say he was using spider tack because that is implying something else.
Fine.
Okay, the other stuff was illegal, too.
But he used something else, correct.
I'm not arguing that.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can't say spider tack. It's a very different thing.
Fine, but Joe Girardi doesn't know.
He used illegal substances
correct.
Before.
And Joe
now he can't.
Every
correct.
Pitcher in baseball did. We know that.
Well, I don't know that. I think
it seems like the vast, vast, vast
sure.
majority of pitchers use something to get a grip on the ball.
And so here's Joe Girardi, and he's not facing the Nationals' bum pitcher. He's facing their best pitcher. His team is trailing. They can barely hit. And he says, hey, I got to give my team the best opportunity to win, whether it's to get this guy thrown out of the game or off his game by trying to, you know, affect him out there. I mean, let's not act like he bore down, the pitcher bore down, and then went five more innings and shut down the Phillies and had to shut, you know, and won the game with nine innings pitched and only gave up one run. He gave up one run before that. He pitched the fourth and fifth inning. He was out of the game.
And he was clearly ruffled by the whole
100%
thing.
100% he was ruffled.
And so I guess purpose served in at least one aspect.
Maybe getting him out of the game early. Maybe. I don't know. Dan's with us right now. Dan, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Happy Tuesday. Happy Wednesday, actually.
Wednesday. Yes, sir.
I got to tell you, James is spot on. The two of you are very wrong, and I will tell you why. And
why?
Joe Girardi himself made himself look like an idiot by saying, I'm not going to do it for gamesmanship. And sure enough, he does. He had already been checked twice. And, John, the umpires looked at his hat. They looked at everything. Nothing. Third time. So if I'm Scherzer, I don't behave the way he behaved, but I'm going to be annoyed too.
They looked
so
at his hat.
Games and shit.
Did it
Girardi
really feel
like
they examined
by
him
the way,
closely?
By
Dan?
The way, across baseball, have you listened to the comments about it? Girardi is looking very bad, very bad. And he's been called out. And that didn't serve any purpose whatsoever.
He's called out by the Washington Nationals because he did it against them.
Did you hear Clayton Kershaw?
No.
Okay. Well, he called out Girardi for doing it. So across baseball, people are going to look at him like, you know, it was gamesmanship. He's grasping at straws.
Dan, let me ask you a question.
Don't you think he knew that was going to happen, though? Like, this was not something
know.
He did lightly.
Why would you look at him a third time when he's already been clean?
Dan, let me ask you a question. Let's just assume for a second the pitcher wasn't cheating. And I'm not going to assume it, actually, but let's just, for the purpose of this, assume it. If Joe Girardi did it for the purpose of gamesmanship, while the Phillies were losing, trying to come back against a great pitcher in baseball, why do you, as a Phillies fan, think Joe Girardi's out of line for trying to use gamesmanship?
Because he said he wouldn't use it for gamesmanship.
He said that before the game.
I understand he's going to say it, but...
So how does that look? Joe, you can't ignore his comments. He looks like a buffoon.
I don't agree.
I don't know, man.
A lot of people across baseball agree. I don't think it makes you look like a buffoon.
Does it make a GM look like a buffoon when he says, I'm not going to trade this guy, and then he trades him? It's like sometimes you just do something in the heat of the moment of a game that you feel is going to give you the best chance to win. And he did that.
Wasn't going to give him a chance because he'd already been checked twice.
But they did a crappy job.
They did a bad job.
And he felt like they weren't checking the right thing.
And Dan, you also – hold on, Dan, hang on. You also don't know, and no one will convince me of this, that you don't know that a pitcher after being checked twice is like, oh, it's like I just passed two cops on the highway and neither one of them pulled me over. So, like, there's no way this township's going to have a third cop sitting by the side of the road. I can speed for the next 10 miles. Because there's not going to be a cop for the next 10 miles. I mean, for
terrible
all we know.
Comparison.
No, no, no. So Dan, for all we know, Max goes. Hold on, Dan. Hang on. For all we know, the pitcher goes in the dugout after twice being checked and says, now I'm going to load up. Because they're probably not going to check me a third time.
But did that occur? It didn't. It's just.
But you don't know beforehand. What if he found that he had it?
He didn't.
I mean, but he could have gotten the Nationals. Joe Girardi could have gotten the Nationals' best pitcher suspended for 10 games. But you don't want him to give it a shot.
he may be suspended now for gamesmanship.
So weak, man. Dan, give me a bad sequel.
But it's not weak because he is.
No,
weak.
I'm saying you're
looking
weak.
At him a third time.
You're weak.
You don't see that part of it.
Give me a bad sequel, Dan.
Well, I was initially thinking telling James The Godfather 3, but then I thought about it. The second Dumb and Dumber was pretty bad.
All right, second Dumb and Dumber. We got you, Dan. So
anytime you try to replace Jim Carrey.
Also took Godfather 3 off the board there,
Jim
right?
Carrey,
I mean,
he did.
Which maybe could have won. Not that it's the worst movie, but it might have been the biggest come down from a great movie.
Yeah.
I think it absolutely was.
So,
I think it could have won.
It's definitely not the worst sequel, but it's the worst sequel comparing what you were expecting it to be.
So, first off, that last caller can't possibly win for Dumb and Dumber 2 because he took a potential winning answer off the board in a casual comment. So, he annoyed me 27 different ways. Show to camera, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. Speaking of annoying me, something related to Daryl Morey's press conference yesterday. I want to get that off my chest coming up next. Show to camera, John Ritchie on WIP.
My sportsbook app of choice, the Parks Casino Sportsbook app, is the only sportsbook based right here in the Delaware Valley, and they have it all. Live in-game betting, parlays, props, teasers, and more. Bet on individual player performances in pro hoops, hockey, and baseball like points, rebounds, goals, and strikeouts. No one does live in-game play-by-play betting better than the Parks Sportsbook app. Sign up now, bet live on baseball, golf, pro hoops, hockey, and more. And they have an incredible offer to get you in on the action. As a new customer, you can make your first bet risk-free up to $500. Again, new customers only. Sign up now. First bet risk-free up to $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. And check out Pro Baseball this afternoon. Philadelphia's a 1.5 run home underdog hosting Washington. The over-under's 9 runs. That's parxcasino.com/PA. Promo code JRWIP. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. See the website for terms and conditions and get home field advantage with Parks Casino Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.